Where's the power at? All the fame and all the glory, the women, the gold, the cars, all the friends, everybody that says they love you, they don't even write you a letter. Where is the power now? Where's it at? It's just an illusion. That's all this is out there, brothers and sisters. This whole world is just an illusion. TV is called Hollywood. Just an illusion. A mouse with ears in Disney World with a wife is just an illusion. That's all it is. And all the rap music that's out there, it ain't saying nothing if you listen to it. Pick any rapper you want. Listen to what he's saying. He ain't saying nothing. He couldn't rule a country with those words. He couldn't build a school. He couldn't educate his family with that kind of language. What is he saying? Yo, what's up? I'm chilling. We gotta rock. We gotta roll. We gotta rock. We gotta roll. We got guns. We got this. We're gonna shoot them up. Everybody say, ho, ho. Can you hear? Yeah, I was on the alleyway and got lost. In the sauce, blew up a head and got in the bed, blew it down, make it. And the whole crowd is like, hey. He ain't say nothing. He ain't say nothing. And everybody's like a bunch of monkeys. Everybody's like a bunch of monkeys jumping up. Yeah. What'd he say? I killed him in the nighttime, blew him down. I put it on the dial. Boom, 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 boom. I'm in the Versace. I got the Tommy Hilfiger. I woke up in the night. I got the chronic in my mind. I just don't know what to do. Boom. And everybody, hey. Bunch of monkeys, man. He ain't say nothing. If you cut the music off and wrote everything he said on the blackboard, it wouldn't make no sense. It wouldn't make any sense. But all the Muslim youth, we got rap music. We got CDs. Go home and count them. You probably got $200 to $2,000 in CDs. And some will say, well, brother, that doesn't mean me because I don't listen to rap. I'm into heavy metal, dude. And we don't say that we're gonna win. Say that. Ow! So you're a white boy now, huh? You're white now, right? You wanted to be white for so long, so in order to make yourself think that you're white, you reject black music and you listen to white boy music. And you in the shower. And we're gonna rock and roll. Ha ha! And your mother saying, son, your father, he's trying to mix a lot. All right, ma, and we're gonna rock! In row. What you doing, man? What you doing? In the car. At the light. We're gonna rock. Oh, Muslim kids walking around the world with dark glasses on and long hair and a white glove in Saudi Arabia. Jidda. Woo! Michael Jackson. Why you want to be Michael Jackson? Why? That's your hero. Listen to Michael Jackson sometimes. He ain't saying nothing. Woo! I mean it, I think, and yep, and 350,000 people out there screaming, Michael! Oh, Michael, Michael! Here's a person who said they hate black people and love Michael Jackson. Here's somebody who say we hate black people and they like Michael Jordan. I respect Michael Jordan. But really, what's the big deal about a man putting a plastic ball in a hoop? You could train a monkey to do that business. He wouldn't need the salary because he wouldn't know how to spend it. You can train an elephant to throw a ball. But you know what happens? We will give basketball players 3 and 4 times, 100 times the money we give to a school teacher. Here's a school teacher teaching you about medicine and teaching you the knowledge that you'll need in order to preserve, cultivate, and protect, if not save life, and that teacher will get a measly $40,000. 40 students. And if she's got 40 students at $1,000, that's $40,000. Break it down for the year. That means every month she's making less than $100 per student in her classroom. But Michael Jordan, come down. And all the Muslim boys got on shirts now. Just want to be like Mike. Ain't nothing wrong with sports, but we can create our own heroes That's what I want you to know. You, as a Muslim, are your greatest helper, but you are your worst enemy. You know why, brothers and sisters, or brothers? Islam in America, it doesn't have a strong image. Muslims in America have a weak image. So those of us who are born in Islam, we don't really identify with Islam because we don't see strength, we see weakness. That's what it is. We don't see strength. We don't know of a Muslim ruler that can come through this city right now and say, listen, Giuliani, I'm coming to talk to you about how you're treating the Muslims and shut the city down. We don't see that. We see Muslims around us who are here in America. And we have Islamic programs. And this one I just can't believe. Muslim leaders having programs teaching you, Muslim children, the foolish ways of the American society. So you go to a Muslim program, and before the Quran is recited, everybody says, brothers, would everybody please stand? We have senator here, and we want to respect the senator. Brother, please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to this republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, and just as well. Oh, say, can you want to be more American than the American? And you think that they respect us, right? You know what they look at us and say? Look at these fools. A bunch of monkeys. And then Muslim leaders are writing $50,000 checks for politicians that care nothing about Islam, nothing about Muslims. They'll write a politician a $50,000 check and will give a mosque $200 for the whole year. You think those politicians who come to the masjids, you think they don't know about Islam? They know about Islam. They're the same politicians. When you give them your money in America, they sign a contract with Israel and drop a bomb in the morning on Pakistan. Drop a bomb on Sudan. Drop a bomb in Saudi Arabia. Drop a bomb on Baghdad. Drop a bomb on Nigeria. But they come to the mosque and they smile. And look how silly we are as Muslims. I say, brother, are you coming to the masjid today? No, brother, I don't got time to go to the mosque. Okay, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum alaikum salam. Brother, you must come to the masjid. Bill Clinton, he's coming. Oh, the president is coming. Yeah, brother, you have to give $1,000 donation. Acha, no problem. I give 2,000. I just want front seat. I want to shake the president's hand. And you see the mosque crowded. Crowded, can't get in the mosque. Not for Salat. But for the presence of the enemy forces that we glorify. How can your enemy respect you when you don't respect yourself? Because we bow down to those who make fun of us. We bow down to them hoping that they will accept us. That's not the way of the Prophet. The Prophet and his companions were strong men and women, and they put the fear of God in the hearts of the enemy. And they knew when the Prophet was coming. They knew when Khalid was there. They knew when Umar was there. They knew that the Muslims didn't fear anyone but Allah. But the elders are responsible today for your condition. I tell the Muslim imams that all the time. It's their fault that Muslim youth have no direction. Because it's not important that we build mosques. We don't need a mosque. We can pray in Prospect Park. We can pray in the school. We can pray on the street. We don't need no big masjids for millions of dollars. That nobody's even there for Fajr. Nobody's there for Fajr. Masjids, chandeliers, $3 and $4 million buildings. For what? When the people don't even come to pray. You need schools, businesses, industry, cultivating the minds and the souls of young brothers and sisters in America so that they may know you sit in the most powerful country of the world, and if you prepare yourself well, you can impact what they do to the world of Islam. But if you and I just have the same desires to be thugs, to be accepted, you're heading down a dark street. There are Muslim kids right now, man, right now, who look just like you. See, identity is real important. There are kids who look just like you, come from the same country, the same race you come from. But if you become part of this society, you'll start hating the people that you look like. I meet brothers sometimes from Africa, from Asia, from Pakistan, from India, from Bangladesh, and they are living now in Britain or France. And I meet them at a conference. Assalamu alaikum, my brother. How you doing? Where you from? I'm from London. And when he says London, it's like, I'm from London, brother. I say, well, I thought you was from Pakistan. No, brother, I'm not from Pakistan. Why are you not from Pakistan? What's wrong with being from Pakistan? What's wrong with it? Man, jet black. Jet black. Where you from? I'm from France. I speak French, brother. I said, brother, you're not from Nigeria? No, brother, I'm not Nigerian, brother. Don't insult me. Don't insult me like that. Nigerian? I'm not among those lazy people. All the same thing in America. Give a black man some money and a white wife and move him out the ghetto into a white neighborhood. He forget where he came from. And that's what the enemy's like. Make you forget that you're a Muslim. Make you forget that you represent 48 or more nations around the world and that your people are suffering right now. Right now, the Muslims are suffering all over the world, and the people who suffer the most are the children. So I'm saying this to you. In this country, you should go to sleep at night with a vision in your mind. How can I, as a Muslim, living in this powerful nation with all of these resources, how can I cultivate a good relationship with Allah and a good relationship with my brothers and sisters in the Muslim community, regardless of race and ethnic difference? How do I make my heart one of pain and suffering for the suffering of my people? And how can I use the knowledge and the resources that we have in America to help that kid back in the village of India or Bangladesh or Pakistan or Nigeria or Iraq, or the Muslims in Puerto Rico, or the Muslims in America who live in inhumane conditions? Don't waste your life, man, playing games. Be for real, because you're at war and you don't even know it. There's a war for your soul, and you don't have no armor on, no protection. No protection. We need to leave this mentality alone. Thug. I'm down. I'm chilling. I'm the man, Ak. Brothers, trust me, that's an illusion, man. Be a good Muslim, inshallah. Help somebody. Believe in yourself. And ask Allah to use you for His glory. Ask Allah, make me a good Muslim and make me a servant of your people, Allah, and let me be a revolutionary. Not a revolutionary necessarily with a gun in my hand, but a revolutionary for the liberation of the hearts, of the soul, and of the minds. First, of the world of Islam. Second, for the entire human family. I want us to see ourselves not as leaders of the masjids. No. I want us to become leaders of the American society. I want us to become leaders in education, in politics, in economics. Be leaders of history, leaders of education. Take over. See this school? I passed by here one day. I was amazed because I saw so many Muslim women bringing their children here. I said, wow, look at that. But you know what I noticed? Although they may bring Muslim kids here, the Muslims in this area haven't taken over the school because they didn't organize themselves. Y'all got one of the best opportunities. You know how to be having fundraisers to build schools? Allah gave y'all one that's already built. Y'all could take this school, man. Just take it. Fill it up with Muslim kids, then Muslim teachers, then Muslim principal. Demand halal food and have all kind of Islamic culture programs right here for the entire American society. You know how much it would cost to build this school, brothers and sisters? How long you think it'll take us to fundraise to build a school like this in the Muslim community? How long, Brother Shamim? 15 years. We got it right now. But are we organized to take it? And I mean take it. I'm not playing with the word take. I mean take it. The Jews take whatever they want. America takes whatever it wants from whoever it wants when it wants. If America wants the oil, they get their army ready and take it. If they don't use the army, they tell the president, listen, if you don't give it to us, we're going to cut the loans at the International Bank. We're cutting it off. You won't feed your people, and they will have an uprising in your country. We'll create a civil war right here. And all your assets in the banks of America and Europe, we'll freeze the assets. Can we have the oil? And Uncle Tom, Muslim leaders start dancing. Yes, master, you can have the oil. Is that the kind of brothers you want to be for the next generation of Muslims? Cowards, a bunch of real punks who pretend to be strong, yet you know you're weak. How strong are you? Can you make 5 prayers a day? Ramadan is coming. Can you fast? You a real thug? You real hardcore? Can you keep your clothes on until you get a wife? You real hardcore? Can you make fajr at 4 o'clock in the morning? You tough? Can you get up for fajr? Or are you just one of them weak brothers who's so bad but can't get up for prayer? I'm bad, I can't. Come on, okay, let's make fajr. I ain't that bad. I'm tired, man. Tired. Because you don't understand. The eyes that you have, the ears that you have, the hands that you have, the life that you have been given has been given to you for free. No charge. What will you give back to Allah? What will you give back? So brothers, I will not delay you any longer. I've been speaking to you now for at least 50 minutes. But brothers, I love you for the sake of Allah, and I want you and I to become successful and to become partners. And one of the things that I'm trying to do right now is take Muslim youth and join them with non-Muslim youth and have Muslim youth influence the toughest of the non-Muslim youth. Because if they become Muslim, all of their friends will follow them to the religion of Islam. And they will learn the ways of Islam and learn the ways of truth. So one of the things I leave you with to think about, I went to a brother who has a store, and I said, I need your help. I said, I want us to take Islam to the streets of America, but I don't want them to see us coming. Because every time they know Muslims want something, they give us a hard time. We want the park. Well, you got to get a permit. You need 60 days. Well, this person is signed that. And then they say, well, we're sorry. You didn't have the right insurance. So when we go to the non-Muslims now, we don't even let them know who we are. We send a brother or a sister who has the same American name and looks whatever Americans supposed to look like and make all the paperwork correct. And once we get the permit, then we come out and say, yeah, well, it's an Islamic program, by the way. But we created something called the Islamic Games. This program is designed to create an environment, a yearly event, of young people of all nationalities, of all colors, of all religions, to come together on a sports activity, but having a primary concern and focus to organize young people that they may develop an understanding of life and its purpose. But we know everybody likes playing games. Kids love basketball. So we said, what could we use? If I go up to a guy 13 right now and say, yo, you want to come in here about Islam to the mosque? He'd be like, yo, G, man, get out of my face, man. I'm busy, kid. I'm trying to make some money. But if I say, yo, we want to play some basketball? Yeah, I play ball. So we thought, what is it that young people all over this city and all over the country, what is it that they love? They love this game called basketball. So we went to a brother who owns Met Food, and we said, listen, be our official sponsor on paper. We created the Islamic Games Basketball Tournament, $3,000 cash prize for youth and adults. And in light of the fact that Brother Ahmed Diallo was killed, we put Shooting for Peace, and it says Shooting for Peace on this flyer. It says Shooting for Peace, guns down. And we want to have a program that day as Muslims. We're going to take all the guns we can get from the hands of young people, and we're going to destroy them. We're going to encourage young people to give us their guns, bring the bullets, bring the drugs, and destroy it. We want to encourage young brothers and sisters in the community of all nationalities to reevaluate their understanding of life and the understanding of who God is. We want the young people to know that they have the greatest potential and the greatest abilities in their life first when they recognize who Allah is. But we thought this would be a technique that we would utilize, and that inshallah it would bring about some good results for us if we made it a yearly event and it was an organized event. So I just wanted to share this with you brothers very quickly, so that if you have any ideas, we need a good designer for shirts. We want brothers to know about the internet to help us put this on the net. We want to get brothers who know brothers all over the city of New York and Philadelphia and other places. We wanted to put all of the youth together and let the young people be in charge and let them make this a reality. And let young people on that day speak and give awards and speak about their vision and their hopes and their aspirations. So we just wanted to share that with you. Brothers, with that, I'm finished. And I guess if brothers have any questions or comments, we open the floor. Is that correct, brother? Huh? Okay. So brothers, questions, comments, if I said anything that you did not understand or anything that I said that was offensive to you, I do apologize. Okay. Any questions? Yes. Well, I'll tell you right now. Again, we have to look at parenting in Islam. We are a product of our home. If the Muslim parents did not raise their children with deen and teach them Islam in the home, this is one of the tragedies now that we find our brothers and sisters turning to drugs and violence and gangs. But again, I'll give you an example, brother. Part of this is the problem in the Muslim community because we're stuck in tradition. A young boy who's born in America is not going to go to any mosque and listen to anybody give him a speech in a language he does not comprehend. There's no need for him to sit there. He gains nothing. So one of the things that I say is that I think it's important for the young brothers in this audience to organize and to ask the leadership and the elders in the community to support more educational activities for young people. But you can't wait for someone to do for you what you may, in fact, now may have to do for yourself. So you young brothers have to develop programs, educational programs, that are spiritually based, that would allow you to understand and appreciate the religion of Islam. Okay, the imam didn't teach you, mashallah. Your mother didn't teach you, mashallah. Your father didn't teach you, mashallah. Now that you are getting older, you must learn on your own so that you can teach your children. We're not going to make any excuses for our imperfections. Mother didn't do it, father didn't do it, uncle didn't do it, no problem. The mosque didn't do it. You now begin to organize yourselves and educate yourselves about what Allah asks of you and begin to try to practice your deen. And if we know there are brothers who are in gangs or have girlfriends and things like that, and like to come around the masjid and fight other brothers, we take their names and we step to them. And I'll help you, because ain't no brother that tough. I don't care how tough they are. I don't care what gang they belong to. I paid them a visit just before Fajr. It ain't no problem. That's not a problem. And we visit out of love, not out of fear. But brothers, you have to know we cannot allow people in the Muslim community, young brothers, to become gangsters where they start intimidating people and other young brothers. We're not going to accept that. And some of those brothers who are in gangs, we got to sit down and talk to them and hear their story. Because a lot of times young people join gangs because they're looking for love, friendship, and family. And although your mother may be a doctor and your father may be a doctor, but every time you come home, nobody's there for you. But your homeboys call. Yo, what's up, kid? You ate? Nah, kid. My mom's ain't here yet. I don't know how to cook. No problem, kid. Check it out. I'm going to call Domino's, man. I'm saying you have a fat pizza and a big Coke. What you want? When people do that for you in the street, it's natural. As a young person, you gravitate towards them. So I would say, you brothers here who care, let's organize. I work with you. I can come over here. We can meet at Masjid Ihsan. We can meet around the city. We can organize and we can reach out to each other. We can't save everybody because we can't even save ourselves if Allah don't save us. But we can help somebody. And brothers, just remember this. Even the worst brother in your eyes can become the best brother tomorrow. I know brothers who were thuggish and gang and all that. And as soon as Allah touched their heart, they gave all that stuff up, man. I know brothers right now who make the Adhan, who were from Palestine. They used to sell drugs all over Brooklyn. Right now, they're in the mosque every Salat that they get. They leave their store and come right in the masjid and pray. So it's not how the young brother or sister is starting. It's how they will end the journey. And we got to do something about it, because when a brother becomes of the mindset of a thug, then he don't accept that fornication is forbidden. So he'll be sleeping with your sister and not even care. We don't want that in our Muslim community. We want to preserve the legacy of the goodness of the families of Islam and the principles that Islam has come to give us. So inshallah, brother, we need to work on it. Organize and let's work on it. And as I said, I'm prepared to help, inshallah. Brothers, how bad is drugs in Muslim community among youth? Is it really bad or just a few people? Just be honest with me. Huh? A few? Are the few who... Are the brothers who are in some of the gangs or cliques, are they very influential among the young people? This neighborhood right here. For example, in this... Okay. Well, we need to organize and do something about it. We need to organize. Brothers, let me ask you a question as I'm going to leave you now. What's the most important thing to you as a Muslim in this neighborhood, in this community? What's your name, brother? Shihab. What's most important to you, Shihab? To follow Allah? And what are some of your... If you had a choice to reach young Muslim brothers and sisters in the community, what would you use as a method of reaching them? What would be a good way? Let's say you was a bad guy on the street and I wanted to come and reach out to you. Of course you don't want me coming yelling in your face, screaming on you. What would be a good way or a technique for me to talk to you about the religion? Now that's important. He made a very important a very important point, and that is, if you're going to help people, you have to first listen to their problem. And that's what I want us to do, brothers, is organize ourselves that some of the brothers and sisters who have problems, let's listen, man, because you never know what happened. A lot of people do a lot of things for reasons that we don't know. And unless people are willing to communicate those issues, we may never know. But again, my thing is not to really talk too much about it. Organize and reach out. Organize and reach out. Assalamu alaikum, brother. What's your name? Sajid? Brother Sajid, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many Muslim youth do you think make Salat? Huh? 6? Woo, that's a good number. Out of 1 to 10, 6%? 60%? Out of 10? 4 out of 10? That's pretty good. I never see them on Juma, though. I don't see no young brothers on Juma. 5? Alhamdulillah. Brothers, most of your friends, do they make Salat? Honestly. Most of your friends, they pray 5 times a day? Most of your friends have girlfriends? I see head shaking. Head... No, honestly, brothers. How many brothers in here don't have no girlfriend? Somebody's crossing their toes. How many brothers in here have at least... And be honest, because it's just straight up talk. At least you've seen a Muslim girl in the community or a non-Muslim girl that touched your heart. And if you could get married to her in the future, you would marry. How many brothers have had that experience? Be honest, man, that you've seen somebody say, wow, if I can only marry her. Alhamdulillah, I like that. Brothers are honest, man. That's good. That's good. That's real good. Brothers, you have any question for me? Is there anything, any questions? Okay. Well, with that, I would say to you, assalamu alaikum, and thank you for allowing me to be here.